mellow. Responsible night for a polite fellow. Say hello to my friends and comrades. Don't tend to offend, so I say perhaps.
Let's do drinks.
As a social courtesy, we can raise a glass to our past fraternity. And certainly a perfectly normal and formal get-together, but it's been forever since we gathered, so whatever.
Let's drink.
For the sake of the old times, proceed with tequila shots with a dish full of cold limes. The whole nine, laughing, remembering all the old lines. Never used to work, but I could give them another try. You know, take the edge off. I've had a hard week, I deserve to get soft. Pick up another round as my friends depart, and they may not stick around, but I just got started.
Feel so much better than usual. I feel indisputable. Oh, I think that I might be beautiful. Just buy drinks.
Fucking treat myself. Pour the Dom Perignon from the back of the top shelf. Spend like God, put on airs to sell it. Crowd pretends not to care, but I know they're jealous. Let's lift the dogs of war. I'm gonna start a fucking riot till I'm tossed out the front door. 0 to 60, I can turn on a dime. I'm hitting bottom and I'm feeling like committing a crime. Maybe I've lost count. I can't remember the night, what I drank, or the amount. I'm fading in and out, my very consciousness is crumbling. Sorry, was I saying something? Stooling out of the hospital, is it hair of the dog? If you stay drunk and don't stop at all, another night, losing it more than I can afford. Was I just feeling bored? Am I that insecure?
Feel so much better than usual. I feel indisputable. Oh, but now I'm feeling so beautiful. Don't wake me up from this spell. I wonder if I'm still breathing. I know that I will be ugly when I be like myself again. Oh, but now I'm feeling so beautiful.
Bottle of scotch, served on the rocks with a shot of cachaça, vodka sake, kamikaze with the handle of sherry, a cherry brandy with a Jaeger chaser, champagne float, a bourbon hot toddy and a teacup of throat coat. Martini, Bellini, Negroni, Bailey's, Kahlua, Sambuca, Soju, Paloma, Mojito, Gillen, Frangelico, Guinness, Tequila, Manhattan, a margarita, old-fashioned driver who thinks something I can't taste cause I'm so trash. Trousering over, I'm slower shoulder to shoulder with no one stumbling, sobering, making friends with a smoker. I know I'm less than upright, losing a fight with the ground. Then someone hits the lights as they close for the night now. I try to look at heaven and I can't see the stars. A billion trillion eyes are winking as I walk between parked cars. Metabolizing liquor while I'm losing my friends. I'm gonna hate myself tomorrow, then I'll do it again.
And into the present, into the dream of the future.
He says very glowy things I'm not allowed to say. Well, whatever, I guess. Whatever, Lou, cut all that out, I guess. Whatever, fuck, sorry, guys. Whatever. You're not gonna like my threads today. You guys aren't gonna like today's show. Oh well, boo-hoo. What are we gonna talk about today? First, never trust a man who can't trust himself with a drink. What a fucking retard. Then we'll talk about I'm addicting to drinking. Then we'll talk about the brain of a drinker. And we'll close out with Putin talking about drinking beer turning you trans. And what's pole drinking this beautiful Friday night? Pick related. That's what we're going to talk about today. Welcome. First, never trust a man who can't trust himself with a drink. Why is it all or nothing with these people? Tom Holland says he's over 1 year sober. Good job, Tom. Miss American says, I've never understood. Addiction, just fucking stop. Well, people are weak. People are fucking weak. They get addicted to fucking liquid goo, and it's more important than anything else to them for some reason. No matter what, they just keep crawling back to it like it's the savior of the their life for some reason. Even though it's destroying it, even though it's destroying everything, they crawl back to it. It's their master. It's their idol. The alcohol is their idol. This American says the liquid juice is a lie. Switch to THC. THC concentrates. Just do it to relax. Well, it's okay if they switch, but if they do that, but it's not okay if they do the THC and they do cigarettes, and they do this, and they do that, and they do alcohol. It's like, if you just keep adding stuff on top so you can't feel life, that's not fucking healthy. Alcohol makes you weak. Alcohol makes you controllable. This Polish nonsense says go slurp more of your estrogenic poison. Makes you estrogen. I don't know. Putin brings up that theory later on. I don't know. Makes you into a woman when you drink the booze. This Burbank says, I haven't drank for 3 years, but I didn't drink much before that. Too many downsides for my health. Fatty liver, too many sugars. Takes up to 2 months for the liver to repair from a single drink. Ah, shut the fuck up. So you just shouldn't drink because it makes you into a weaker, more controllable person. The addiction is inevitable with alcohol. I see it every day. The fucking people think, the greatest part is all these people think that they're in control. All these fucking idiots think that they're in control. That's the common factor among all these fucking retarded idiots. I got it. I'm in control. I'm just getting a few drinks. You're getting these drinks every single day, you insane motherfucker. That's called an addiction. It's called an addiction. It's called you need it. Maybe you have a problem. Samarica says, drinking makes me depressed for days. It doesn't matter how little I drink. Made it real easy to quit for good. I don't know. I get that, man. There's also people that think the drinking helps them in some sick, fucked up way. They need the alcohol. It's their medicine. It's fucking crazy. Don't understand. Kilo says, rich people rarely drink. I think that's true. There are a lot of rich people that drink, but I think a lot of them pretend to drink. You'll see them with drinks in their hand or something, but they're not drinking them. It's very fucking sketchy and kikish. They fake drink. They'll maybe take like a sip of it, okay? But they don't ever take another drink out of that cup. So they'll just be walking around with this cup the whole time. It's like, you ain't drinking. You ain't getting drunk. All the people around you are. That's the trick. They're like a hawk watching over their prey. As they're at the watering hole. It's a fuck you. It's a predatory behavior. Are you the predator or are you the prey? It's the fucking question. Next thread. I'm addicting to drinking. I drink almost every day now to cope with real life. How do I stop the liquid Jew? It's so hard, bros. Literally can't go without drinking for more than 2 to 3 days. This Finnish anon says embrace the alcohol. Fuck off, dude. Fuck off, dude. Just stop drinking. It's a waste of money and resources and time, effort, your health. Why? Makes you feel worse? It gives you nightmares? No, because it gave me nightmares. The worst nightmares of my life. I mean, I only have nightmares, but fuck. Those were some bad ones. This Leaf says, I wish I had some advice for you, but the main thing is to fill your day with things more productive and fulfilling than drinking. Having intellectual pursuits, social pursuits, cheap entertainment, mind games, etc. You have to fill the day. Alcohol sucks all of your ambition away. It does, man. This American says, green text, alcohol sucks all your ambition away. He says, it plays the long game. It seems helpful at first. Then over time, it takes you over. That is so apt right there. It seems helpful. It seems like you need it to survive. But that's the hook, man. That's the fucking hook. It wastes you away. I mean, Bill Gates just invested so much money into Heineken. And it's weird that he invested so much money into Heineken right before that Bud Light disaster. It's almost like he has a fucking oracle telling him what to do. Almost like he has an oracle telling him what to do. That Heineken buy by Bill Gates was such a smart play. Just it blows my mind. Continues to get richer. Incredible. This guy's like, I'm a PhD and you can't just quit alcohol. You gotta replace it with something. That works if you can replace it, whatever. Just figure out your own thing. Get it the fuck out of your life. It's just gonna ruin your life. Next thread. The brain of a drinker. Ooh, I wonder what Kiker scientist wrote this. What Kiker scientist wrote this thing? Oh my god, highly unusual grooves. Oh my god, it's more open than other brain. Fuck off, man. The brain of a drinker is probably almost exactly the same as the brain of a non-drinker, except it's fucking addicted to alcohol. Simple as. Trust the science. Yeah, who wrote these papers? Who wrote these Kikas papers and why? This guy says, I was an alcoholic for 2 years and now my brain's broken. Dude, whatever. We can inject stem cells into everything now. We can fix it. We'll just inject some stem cells directly into your brain stem. Put like a chip in your brain. Dude, we'll fix it. We got it handled. Elon Musk will get you. With one of his brain chip thingies. We're good. A lot of people say drinking makes them feel like shit. Yeah, well, a lot of people, it doesn't matter. This is what addiction is. They don't know why they need it or why they're drinking it, but they're drinking it. This guy's like, my brain can heal. Dude, your brain can... Your brain is like the one part of your body that can't heal. Sadly. just saying. Your brain can't... Your brain can adapt, but it can't heal. Sorry. Neurons don't regenerate. They're just gone forever. They're just gone forever. Isn't that great? But your brain will adapt. There was a guy that had like 10% of his brain. He could still do math and like every and all that. He could still work. He could still function like a normal human with like 10% of a brain. The entire middle of his brain was hollow. He was still fucking like his wife didn't even know he was a brainless idiot. Insane dude operating with 10% of his brain. So it doesn't matter. You can lose a few of your brain cells. It's okay. You're not gonna die. You can lose a few of your brain cells. Nothing bad's gonna happen. You know, you probably lose some every day, dude. You probably lose brain cells every fucking day, man. You lose a few every day. Oh well. So you need to slow the degradation of your brain. I mean, am I scaring you? You're getting stupider by the moment. It's probably, you can't even measure it. You probably can't even notice. Oh well. Take some vitamin D. Take some vitamin D if you don't want to lose your memory. Take some vitamin D and don't drink alcohol. Simple as. I don't think alcohol like destroys your brain cells either. I don't think alcohol destroys your brain cells unless you're excessively drinking it. I think if you drink it to the point where you're blackout drunk, you probably fucking burned a few brain cells. Okay? But lack of oxygen or the alcohol poisoning, I don't fucking know. But a few of your brain cells probably got nuked, you know? But if you're just drinking a few beers every day, you're not really nuking your brain cells. You're just feeding addiction. That's what you're doing. You're feeding addiction. You're not nuking brain cells. That's propaganda. That's Jewish propaganda, that brain cell nuking thing. Propaganda. Maybe if you get blackout drunk and slam your head against the fucking concrete, maybe that killed a few of your brain cells, you know? That probably killed a few of them. And also, you could do some really stupid shit when you're drunk and kill yourself, you know? So that probably would kill a lot of brain cells if you did that. Next thread. Putin, drinking beer turns you trans. Wow, he knows the inside scoop, guys. Poon in a conference in Prague for pro-independence ethnic minority.
Да, красивый город. Там пиво, спекачки. Им денег платят достаточно.
Wonderful. Maybe I can get the Putin bot. Maybe I'll get the Putin bot to translate this.
They are getting paid enough to enjoy the beer and sausages. Let them keep drinking beer. There are a lot of female sexual hormones, according to specialists. That's fine by me.
There we go. Boop. Translated and Putinified. This American says it ruins the liver, which results in more estrogen. Yeah, that makes sense as well. Vodka also ruins the liver. Beer increases fat, which metastasizes to estrogen. Everyone's saying he's right. Everyone's saying he's right. Not a very long thread, though, but everyone said he's right, and then it died. So, he was right. He was right! Be afraid, be very afraid. Be afraid of the estrogen as you drink, because it's there. Okay, final thread, finale of the day. What are you drinking on this beautiful Friday night, pick-related? We got Magister Brandy. Dude, brandy's fucking disgusting, dude. Brandy's fucking... I don't like brandy at all. Tastes disgusting. I don't know why it's a quote, manly drink, unquote. It's fucking disgusting. Ugh. People pay absurd money for it. I don't get it. It's nasty. Vodka with zero energy drink. Yeah. Jägermeister with Red Bull. Fennel and herbal tea. This German anon says, that sounds delightful. Fennel and herbal tea. Fennel's kind of disgusting. I don't know why you want that in a tea. Maybe in a fucking meatball. About tea. But sure, why not? Maybe like actual live fresh fennel, maybe? Not the seeds that I'm thinking of. People posting a lot of fucking brandies that probably cost lots of fucking money. Who cares? Yuck. Fuck brandy. Fuck alcohol. Fuck the liquid Jew. Mead? Mead. Fuck you, you hipster piece of shit. Mead? Fuck off. Mead? You're supporting leftists. Fuck off. Ginger beer. Some semi-dry wine. Ugh. Fucking female piece of stop. This guy posting multiple beers. Like, wow, you're cool. You're a fucking connoisseur of alcohol. You're totally not addicted. You're testing different beers. That's what you're doing. You're not getting drunk. You're testing things. You're very smart, not stupid. Coffee and apple juice. Well, coffee's a drug as well. Coffee's caffeine. Coffee's caffeine from the cocaine plant. It's all stimulants. It's all drugs. If it's not one drug, it's another drug. That's fucking life. If it's not one, it's another. What's your crutch? What's your vice? What keeps you down in life? Can you control it? Can you not control it? Does it control you? That's the question. That's the show. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. Please like, comment, subscribe. Don't drink the liquid Jew. Don't let it control you. It's a really bad one. It's pretty bad. Don't drink it. The end. Bye.
Hi, everyone. Good morning. You know what they say, mutuals? The early bird gets the worm. Except if you're a nigger. Then you die. And you burn in hell in a boiling vat of lava. And then you're stuck there for all of eternity for being a dirty nigger.